I'm okay.
You're amazing.
Come on, baby.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is my message to the world. This is the truth about our royal family, who so many of you admire. Today you're going to know who they really are, and more to the point, you're going to know what they really are. And you're going to know what goes on behind those walls. And what I'm going to say right at the beginning of this, that I only speak of my own experiences. So everything I tell you today is my truth and what I witnessed and what I experienced and what I went through behind these walls. I have two testimonies of other survivors who want to remain anonymous. So of course we will respect that today. But first of all, I'm going to tell you my story. Guys, we need probably a couple of more hands here. But if you're filming, don't worry, you stay there, Layla. If you're not filming and you can help here, that would be amazing. Thanks, Pete.
Why don't we put it on the floor?
Just have it here. Thank you. That's perfect. Thank you. It's easier for you to keep hold of it. Okay, guys, I think we're ready to go. So this is my message to the world. If anybody for the first time in their lives is hearing this, please be brave. Because what I want to tell you, how it feels for you to hear is nothing in comparison to how it feels for children to go through this. Nothing. You will never, ever, in your whole lifetime, unless you have been a survivor and a victim of satanic ritual abuse, you will never know what this feels like. So when you feel like turning away and not hearing what I'm about to say, I want you to imagine being 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old and going through this. Because that's how old I was. I was 3 years old when I was brought here. And I was being brought here till about 8 or 9. And that's as good as my memory served. It might have been longer, it might have been sooner than that, but that is my memories to date. My name is Jeanette Archer. I am a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. I am also a survivor of our royal family. Today I have chosen to return to Windsor Castle to tell the world the truth about what really goes on inside those walls. Thank you, guys.
Love you.
Today I want to tell the world about what these people really are, especially her that wears the crown.
Scum.
Evil.
Satanic scum.
Yeah.
As a child, the police would come to my home and collect me. And they would bring me here, uniformed police, in their police cars, would collect me and bring me here. The police who swear an oath to serve and protect the public, they would deliver me to the evil that is behind these gates. What I am sure of, though, is those waiting for me to be delivered, for us to arrive, groups of children, they wouldn't have known that actually it was the police that would always rape us first.
You know it!
Freemasons!
They thought behind those walls that the police were delivering pure children that hadn't been tampered with. But I was beaten and raped multiple times before I even was put in the car to be brought here. So here I am, stood here for the first time as an adult survivor. I'm ready to tell the world the truth about Windsor Castle. Yes. Ready to tell the world the truth about the evil atrocities that are inflicted on children at the hands of our royal family. My time spent here took me to the depths of depravity, a hell on earth that only a survivor of satanic ritual abuse can ever understand. The main events, and they are events, they're advertised on the satanic calendar. They have their own calendar. It's a satanic ritual abuse calendar. There's a big date coming up at the end of this month. It's called Halloween, All Hallows Eve. They celebrate Halloween in there, but not like you do, with fireworks, masks, pumpkins. They celebrate Halloween in there with mass sacrifice of babies and children. Mass rituals. That's how they celebrate Halloween. And that's coming up in a couple of weeks. So in this week leading up to Halloween, do you know what they're doing? They've got their minions. They've got their minions out on the streets abducting children. They've got their breeders that are bred, raped, impregnated, so their babies are born ready for October 31st, ready for mass sacrifice. Have I gone off? No. Mass rituals. That's how they celebrate Halloween. So these main events, because they are events on their calendars, that go on inside these walls, were called hunting games and large mass rituals. Research it, yeah. Everything I'm telling you here today, you can go away and research everything. Queen Elizabeth is the head of the Freemasons. The Freemasons are a shop front for satanic ritual abuse. Even your first initiation is satanic, isn't it? Because I know there are plenty of you around here that are in the Freemasons. And you cannot deny you know what you know. To get to a 33rd degree Freemason level, you have to sacrifice a baby. I know what goes on, and the world knows what goes on, and they're going to know even more after today, because everything I'm saying is going to be heard around the world. In between these events, I would be held in an underground dungeon. The dungeons in here are big, dark, cold spaces. They are below. They are underground, but you have to go into the buildings to get to them. There are many of these crown estates that have tunnel systems. Buckingham Palace has a tunnel system, another place where I was also taken. And the tunnel system goes through to Parliament, where we also have Freemasons and Satanists. But here, the dungeons, you have to go inside to reach them. My memory tells me there were three different dungeons that I was taken to, with different setups for different torture. There may be more dungeons than that here. But as I said, I will only tell you what I know for sure. Fact that comes from my memories. And I remember there to be three. The dungeons in Windsor Castle are kitted out for torture. There would always be a man and a woman in these dungeons, inflicting the torture. Always one of each, always a man and a woman. I was often chained onto a wall and left hanging. One dungeon is set up for that, where you were taken and there were big iron rings on the walls and iron things that went round the neck, and you would be put onto the wall and just left freely hanging. There was another dungeon that specialised in water torture. I think in the Western world or in other worlds we call it waterboarding. It's just torture. It's water torture. Water torture was always used when I was here. It was used to brainwash, which is why there was always a man and a woman. Because the woman would play good cop, bad cop. Let's put it that way, okay? That's how they start brainwashing children, to believe that you need to be rescued by the woman. My mother would be the one sitting at the head, stroking my face, telling me, there, there, mummy's here, while I was being tortured down the other end with hot red pokers. This is why they use a man and a woman. And there's a man and a woman that occupies each one of those dungeons. The water torture is mainly for brainwashing. They never, ever, ever want us to come out of there and speak, which is why there are so few survivors that can do this. I will be in trauma for days after doing this, but I will regret not one second of it.
True warrior!
True warrior!
Yeah.
True warrior.
So the three different dungeons, three different types of torture. They were set up to make sure we were silenced forever. It didn't work. It didn't stop me. Because now I'm back.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hunting games. Let me tell you how they play hunting games. Many, many children are brought in for this, van loads. In the 70s, they were brought in from children's homes. They were brought in from the satanic families, like the one that I grew up in. We would be held captive, I never know how long, days, hours, depending on when we arrived and when the games would begin. We would all be taken out of captivity, stripped naked. The only thing we were allowed to wear was a wristband. That wristband told the elites, the Satanists, whether they could kill us or they have to leave us alive. That was it. Each Satanist, royal family members, lords, elites of this country. Some of them like to chase the children that they can kill. Some of them like to chase the children that are left alive. Because I was raised in a satanic family, I got the wristband that said they were never allowed to kill me. Yeah, thank God for that. We would stand around. It was an automatic thing for the older children, and I classed myself, as the years went on, as an older child, so I would have been 6, 7, 8 years old. As an older child, we would then take the hands of the little ones. The little ones that were there, 3 years old, their first time being brought in for a hunting game. Stay on the pavement, guys. First time being brought in for a hunting game. Of course, they were terrified. They were already crying. Us older kids, we knew. We were trained by now. We never made a sound that would go off. It was the sound of a bugle. Guys, any of you that are listening that aren't with us today, please feel free to join us. You can come over and join us. If you stand with us, you stand with stopping satanic ritual abuse. Yes. And all you guys and women out there in your civil uniforms, This is exactly what you should be doing. Those people in there that you think you're protecting, they are killing the children. They have been doing it for hundreds of years.
Yes.
But this is where it stops. This is where they get exposed.
It's time.
It's time. It's time. So guys, if you want to come and join us and find the courage to stand up for the children in this world, you are more than welcome. So we'd be given our wristbands, the older kids. We'd take the hands of the little kids who would be crying and breaking. And then we would wait. We would wait for the sound of the bugle. I think that's the same sound they sound when they go off on a fox hunt, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a hunting game. They don't just hunt foxes. They hunt children. The sound of the bugle meant we could run. Us older kids, we knew that it was futile. We knew there was no point. But the terror that runs through our veins, that makes your blood run cold, would send us running as fast as we could, holding the hands of the little ones, trying to save them from the terror that we knew was about to happen. The women would watch on. Seems it was a man's sport in there. The women would watch on and clap and cheer whilst their men then chased us. Naked children with wristbands on. The women would watch on while their men hunted, raped, and murdered the children. What I remember very clearly is the children with the wristbands like myself that were left alive, we were very, very few in comparison. We were probably 1 in 10. And my memory is that when the hunting games were over and the bugle sounded again, I knew that my orders, my instructions, were to work my way back, walk back to where we started from. And I would have to walk over the dead bodies. The blood was everywhere. Some children that they murdered weren't quite dead. And they were left wriggling and suffering. They're the reason I'm back here. They're the ones that haven't got their voices. They're the ones that were silenced forever. And I just want to remind you about what I said at the beginning. If you think this is hard to hear, I want you to imagine what it's like for these children to live through. And if at the end of this, all you civil servants in your uniforms want to continue protecting them, then I hope it fucking haunts you in your nightmares.
He thinks it's fucking funny there.
Yeah, Mr. Bloody Smile.
Shame on you.
Have you got children?
Okay, guys.
Disgrace.
Okay, guys.
Disgrace.
Let's carry on. What I will tell you is this.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
I think that...
It's real children.
Look at that smirk on his face.
I think, guys, I think that most of the people here, most of the people here are parents. Are you fathers? Are you children? I want you to imagine if this was yours. Because just as it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't mean it doesn't matter. It matters. There are children in there now.
Every child matters.
Every child matters. And the world needs to know the truth.
Yes!
And it's going to know the truth!
And if you are part, if you are complying and you are complicit to keeping these secrets, then shame on you.
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
The truth's coming out. And it ain't really old man.
That's right.
The other events, so that's hunting games, guys. And like I say, my worst memories are when it was over. Because I can't feel the physical pain anymore about what happened to me when they captured me. But here's the thing, in hunting games, the comfort that we took, the older children, that all we would have to endure was just being raped by one person, one man. And in comparison, by what goes on in rituals, where we are raped by 10, 20, 30 people in the space of an evening, the hunting games was a fucking doddle. We weren't tortured in the hunting games. How horrific does it need to be that we could comfort ourselves with the very thought that, oh, we'll only be raped once by one person and then we'll be left alone? So the worst memories for me was watching the little ones, because they always had the wristbands. And I knew that how they were going to end up. And I knew that they were going to be the dead bodies on the floor with the blood pouring out of them that I would have to tread over in the end to get back to the starting line. So let me tell you about mass rituals that go on in there, behind those walls, at the hands of our royalty.
Satanic scum!
Many, many children are brought in for these mass rituals. The big events. Halloween coming up. So when you're out celebrating, if you're having Halloween parties, take a minute to think about what's going on with the children in here. Because it's horrific beyond your imagining. But you need to listen. Because the only way this is going to stop is if every single one of us stand up and make it stop.
Yes!
Yes!
Many Satanists gather behind these walls on these big events. And like I said, Halloween's the next one. The next one after that will be Christmas Day. The next big one after that will be Easter. But trust me, there's stuff that goes on in between these dates continuously. Again, please come and join us, guys, if you're starting to feel like you want to protect children from what's going on in here. If you were in here and present with mass rituals, you would hear very, very loud chanting. Do you know why they start to chant? Because they worship Satan, which is why they're called Satanists, which is why this is called satanic ritual abuse.
The black planet, just like they wear black.
Yes.
Three reasons.
Yes.
Why judges wear black. Yes. Same reason. You're Satanists.
Loud chanting, blood drinking. A child will be laid out, they will be cut on the side of the throat, and they will bleed out. But before that child is cut and bled out, they will be tortured. They will be tortured and brought to a point of such heightened terror that their blood is adrenalized. Filled with adrenaline, it's called adrenochrome, and every single one of these scum drink it. Every single one of these people drink it. And that's why they start to chant, because they start drinking the adrenalized blood. Please feel free to join us in the crowd if you want to, guys. Don't stand in the road.
You've been lied to since day one. Your whole life has been a lie.
For me, a mass ritual would be, I would be held in captivity for 2 to 3 days beforehand. No food, no water. Left naked, chained up in the cold. They called it a cleansing process. I would have tubes stuck down my throat and other parts of my body to flush me out. They wanted us as pure as possible because they believe that's what Satan wants. And then before the ritual, 2 to 3 days in, I would be drugged, injected, or given a drink that was a drug. And then I would be led out to these mass rituals in a white gown that they would put in on me right at the last minute. I'd be led out and I'd be laid out on a concrete slab My legs would be taken apart and chained, and so would my arms. I would be watching other concrete slabs where children were being tortured and bloodletting, where they would be drinking. I was never the one that was killed, but believe me, there were many, many times where I begged for that to happen, because it was far easier than staying alive and living through this. I would be the one on the concrete slab that then would be raped by every single person in the circle. The Satanists would come over one at a time and do whatever they wanted to do. Step back and the next person would come forward. These are mass rituals. This was my experience. This was what happened to me here. This is what happened to me in Buckingham Palace. It goes on in Balmoral. By our royals. The Queen was there.
Absolute squat. Scum.
Dom.
Don't leave it.
Listen, guys, listen. Guys, I want...
No love for your children. Don't stand there and smoke. But you're in the wrong place. This is for kids.
Dom, she needs to die.
And I'll tell you what, you've got to know the truth if you listen. There's about time to start realising humans kids once. And it's about time a lot of you might have been victims as well. You come and tell me your truth. Do not live in fear no more. I'm telling you guys, this is the truth. Your eyes, your witness, your soul. When you look in your eyes, what do you see? Remember, do not sell your soul to the devil, because the devil stands to save it. If it's online, carry on doing what you do. You'll see.
Well said, Wayne.
Yeah. Keep going, Wayne, just a minute. Keep going a little bit.
Okay, guys, let's carry on. Do you know what I want you to take into account? Some people are hearing this for the very first time. And no, of course it's unacceptable that people laugh about the murder, rape and torture of babies and children. Of course it's not okay. But people react in different ways. Some people will go home tonight and cry. Some people will have nightmares for weeks. Other people will kick into cognitive dissonance and they will push it away. This is why I plead with people to find the courage to know the truth, because this is what I said right at the beginning. Imagine what it's like to actually go through this. I know it's horrific to hear if it is your first time, and I know there's a defense mechanism that happens. It's okay, I forgive you. But let me tell you, take some time when you leave here today to think about the children. Because this didn't happen to me. This happens all over the world. This has been happening for decades and decades. And it is still going on now. So many hundreds of thousands of children go missing every single year. And our civil servants will be able to vouch for this. Because it's not on the mainstream, is it? It doesn't get out there. Over 100,000 children went missing in the UK alone last year. Did you hear about all them? No, it gets buried. Where do you think they go? In there. And all the other estates, crown estates, satanic cults take the children. They send people out with shopping lists. And you can see it up in the ante now. Your white vans, your black vans with your blacked out windows. You will see it. They are snatching children off the street. Why isn't it on mainstream media every single night? Why? Why is there a cover up?
Think back, guys, last year alone, 178,000 children missing in the UK. Where's the money? Why no one heard about it? The world, 8 million in the world, that's 22,000 children missing every day. The world, where they go? Yeah. Where are the bodies found in Canada, the shadow graves?
Yeah,
where are
When the world truly knows what is the truth, then it will get stopped. But you have to find the courage. And we need our civil servants. We need people to stand by us. We need people to stop protecting what is going on in there. Rituals, mass rituals, I would witness again, whether they were water rituals, I would witness many, 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 many babies and children being murdered, but not before they were tortured and not before their blood was being drunk. For me, the end of a ritual would be, I would be put in a coffin that was made to measure for me and I would be buried in the ground. Some days I didn't know how long I would be there. Other days I would just be chucked back in the dungeons and tortured some more, which was actually more the norm in this place because they had to guarantee my silence. So I would be sent back down after these mass rituals for more torture. More torture, more being chained to the wall, more being sent to the man and the woman. The other thing they do to mess with people and to make sure we never stand up in court is they have torturers in judges' uniforms. But let me tell you, they're real judges. So at the end of mass rituals, if they said to you, go to the judges, you knew where you had to go. I'd have to go off to a little hut where these three judges were. And they would torture me for hours, speaking in my ear while another one was torturing me to guarantee my silence. Let me tell you, these people in here will do whatever it takes. People have been murdered for speaking out. But I will not live my life in fear. These people will not take one more day from me. And when I decided to speak out against them, I knew that I was taking a huge risk. But I'm not afraid of them anymore. There's nothing else they can do to me. What matters now is the children that are still in there, that it's still happening to. They're the ones that matters. And if you think for one moment that your children are safe, then more fool you. There is not one child on this planet that is safe. Because trust me when I tell you, they need that adrenochrome. They are addicted to that adrenochrome. It is the most powerful and addictive drug on this planet. And they will do whatever it takes to keep their supply going. Please know that what I am going to tell you now is very difficult for me. I was tortured beyond imagining, so I would never speak of what I saw. Please bear with me, guys, with this one.
You got this, babe.
The Queen and Prince Philip, and once again, let me tell you something. I'm speaking from my own experiences. I know many, many survivors of the royals. Many. But I will not, without anybody's permission, ever repeat their testimonies. I have two today that I'm going to tell you about. But right now, I'm talking about me. The Queen and Prince Philip are not human.
No.
I have been mocked, I've been laughed at, I've been attacked, I've been through every single thing you can imagine by trying to get this truth out there. I couldn't give a flying fuck what you react like. I am going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
They are reptilians. They shapeshift from human form into lizard form. I saw this with my own eyes many, many times. And trust me when I tell you, they are the most evil, evil creatures that you could possibly imagine on this planet. When I was taken out for rituals in this place, these places, the Queen would come out last because she was the master of ceremonies, just like she leads this country. And Prince Philip is always second. She would come out last. She was the master of ceremonies. And she would walk out and there would be a glitching process that goes on. And she would turn around and stare me straight in the eyes if it was my turn on the concrete slab. and she would make me watch her change. Her face would change first.
You are very brave, Jeannie. Jehovah will bless you for it. Jehovah will have them accountable and they will die.
Doing well, sister. Doing well. God bless you, sister.
Let your truth out.
You got this, baby.
Auntie, you compose yourself. I am married to a monster reptile called Clive Robert Davis Swan, who has been raping my son since he was 4 years old and is still in contact, even when my son says no say anything about what he's done to me, about what he's done to him, but to me. My baby, he punched me and the baby died, and if I didn't run to the hospital in time, My other baby would have died too. He has burned the house 3 times because he wanted. I was getting closer to evidence, and I know that I found my son with bruises, and I found my son with scared and crying and crumpled, and he's been taking my son for weeks and weeks and didn't know where he was, and because he was selling him to other men. The last time my son said to me, hey, stay with me, mommy, my husband took me out and he didn't want to come back so many times. That day I broke my arms and I remember my son said, stay with your son. And it's because he was bringing men to my house to sell my son to them.
Tell his name. Name it.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to get this out. So, the Queen. I need to get this out.
And I know he's been talking, I'll put all the pieces together. He lives in 22 Black Cross, Crawley, Gatwick, and he worked in a estate in Chelsea called Painter's Yard. That is where the monster is. And his mother knew everything, that he killed my baby when he was only 9 weeks old. And his mother is a Frankenstein because he made that monster.
Guys, when I'm done, this will be an open mic for anybody that wants to come and share, okay?
Thank you.
But I'm going to get this out now. Right, guys, I've just given myself a bit more courage now.
Go on, baby.
Okay, so she would turn and look at me, okay? She would turn and look at me and make me stare her in the face while she glitched and went from human form to reptilian form. Then she would turn around so I could just see the back of her, and this was the same routine every single time. She would then change in physical form and she would become very, very tall. I can't tell you how tall, I don't know, but very, very tall. Very tall and very thin. Prince Philip would already be in reptilian form. I never saw him change from human to reptilian. I just used to see him change back, but it was all about her. She would come out and everybody had done the blood drinking and she would then change. She would glitch. I want you to know that this is not easy for me, you know that, but this is also something that I wish was not true, because this is a whole other level of what the world needs to know. You need to wake up to the fact that everything you think you know to be true is a lie. Everything you think to be true is a lie. I'm going to read out, hold on a second, I'm going to read now the testimony. I'm going to give you more idea of what is actually going on in this world. And this is a testimony of a survivor of satanic ritual abuse. She's also a survivor of the royals and many, many others. But I need my glasses. Hold on. Okay, guys, this is for Elle, who I could not respect and honour any further more than what I am going to do today. She's a very brave survivor. My name is Elle. That's not her name, okay? She's anonymous because she's still too scared. I am a survivor of satanic ritual abuse from South Africa with a royal bloodline who was subjected to satanic ritual abuse, trafficking, and horrendous tortures and abuse under the Project. Now, this is what I want you to learn about today. The Project. That's been run for decades by the senior royals alongside Joseph Mengele. In 1944, with the help of Mengele, funded in part by Prince Philip and King George VI, the birth of a very evil project was initiated, where thousands of embryos were scientifically formed with very specific ovum and sperm cells spliced together. These ovum and sperm cells were donated from particular senior royals, which were frozen and then at planned times over a period of approximately 30 years planted into specially selected wombs of generational satanic families across the globe. I want you to really think about this after today. I want you to hear this back and
think about
what I'm telling you here. These artificial wombs, they are set up. I think there's actually something online now. You can actually go and have a look. They're mass rooms filled with artificial wombs. And this is what they're doing, because they want their bloodline kept. They want their bloodline pure for adrenochrome. Elle goes on to say, this is where her courage really comes in. I am one of those embryos that survived. Despite, and this is her fight back now, despite your efforts to make me into a mind-controlled slave via countless rituals since birth, counting on extreme trauma so I would not remember to tell or be too afraid to tell. Not anymore. Elle's finding her voice.
Yes.
Yes.
Many more of us have survived across the globe and have become warriors of the truth. And with God's grace, we'll keep standing for the truth and light to overcome any and all darkness. Elle, which I'm going to go and tell you now, because I want you to have as much truth about the truth of this planet as I can possibly give you by the end of my speech. Elle goes on to tell you about the truth about what happened to Lady Di. She knew her personally. In fact, because of the bloodline and the embryo situation, they were related, and she wants to honor her because she did try and fight for the children. Since Lady Di can't speak out for herself anymore, having brutally suffered at your hands too via satanic ritual abuse and other abuse and harassment, I would like to pay tribute to her and all those children, babies and adults that suffered in similar fashion, who she helped to protect in standing for the ultimate truth and ultimately died for. Elle told me she was killed in a ritual. Her authentic love and tenacity for the truth will always live on as a testimony and legacy that will keep encouraging the rest of us survivors to overcome by the grace of God. Yes. Elle was also witness to the Queen Mother, the Queen, and Prince Philip shape-shifting into reptilians. This survivor is finding the courage to speak publicly now, but in a group where she is safe that I've set up. But I'm sure one day she'll be stood like I am, like so many of us are. This world is not what you think it is. It's lies. And I'm going to now just read you one more testimony. This person also wants to remain anonymous. She gets threats often. She was a victim of the royals and many, many more. But I'm going to tell you something else that this lady survived, because I want to give you more understanding of the deception that these people that have been running our world have brought upon you even more. I need my phone now.
Thank you, darling.
So is this by Anonymous? But she's an incredible survivor. Dreamland, the place where nightmares are made, aka also known as Area 51. So before I tell you what actually goes on there, guys, the world is led to believe that they're there protecting aliens, aren't they?
Yes.
Which do exist, by the way. But that military compound isn't for that. It's called Dreamland. Area 51, to those that know, to those that are held there, to those that have escaped there. This survivor escaped Area 51. It's a military compound in the state of Nevada, in a desert-like area. It's also the most guarded and secure place on the planet, but not for the reasons they tell you. It's about 140 plus levels deep, going down into the ground, each level containing a different type of evil. One level, they breed and birth soldiers for MKUltra. They're trained as child assassins. They live and train for one purpose, to kill and to obey. On another level, they have a hall as far as your eyes can see of children as young as 12 that they hold that are pregnant. Most of them are 9 months pregnant in October. Halloween, guys. They are chained to a bed and monitored. They are the breeders for the adrenochrome. Some to be offered to the darkness, sacrificed. They have no names and are tagged like cattle. And guys, this is happening now as we speak. All of this. On other levels, the focus on the gifted children, the ones with special abilities. Different levels, different horrors. Government officials and top elite have access to this place. The horrors are indescribable, what they do to children. Not only does this place have loads of children and infants that will never ever see daylight again, but the sole purpose is to provide the elite with the adrenochrome, the fountain of youth elixir. 80 to 90% of the world's adrenochrome comes from this location. That's what goes on in Area 51. That's the truth. Now, to produce this, you must torture the child or infant to do this. Don't believe me? Do a study how it is produced and made. Someone had the idea that I once knew to storm Area 51. That person was assassinated. All because this information was going to get out. This is where the head of the snake resides. It's time to cut it off. It's time. The children need us. She's given me some names of people that raped her and abused her and sexually, satanically, ritually abused her in Area 51 in Dreamland. Klaus Schwab, Dick Cheney. I just want to say for a minute, in front of all these names, she's put the word uncle, because that's what they have to call them. Uncle Klaus Schwab, Uncle Dick Cheney, William Casey, Robert Gates, Admiral William Webster, John Deutsch, George Tenet, David Rockefeller Jr., George Bush, Now, she probably has 50 names like that, okay? But this was enough for her to write for this. I hope you can appreciate how much it took for these two survivors to do this today. Can we just show them a little bit of appreciation and give them a clap, because they'll be watching this. So to Elle and Anonymous, I am so, so proud of you both. Thank you for metaphorically standing here with me today and backing up this information. But let me tell you, there are hundreds of us, hundreds. We survived for a reason. I don't know how I'm still here. If they didn't kill me, I nearly killed myself in the years that followed. I don't know why I'm still here, but I know this is my purpose and I know this is what I've got to do. Yeah. So I don't know how, but I know why. And I will keep going.
Yes.
Because for as long as I am breathing, I will not sit back and wait for these to kill, torture, or harm any more babies and children. These are our babies. These are our children. And every single child on this planet matters. Every single child. Once you know this truth, you cannot pretend you haven't heard it. You cannot go about your day not thinking about these babies and these children. And next time you do see on the news, because they let one out every now and again about a child abduction, just remember now, you know where they're being taken. You know what that's for. Guys, thank you so much. I'm going to take a little break and just have a bit of a quiet moment. This is open mic. If anybody would like to come and speak, please do. We are speaking today about satanic ritual abuse. We are exposing this to the world. The world needs to know the truth.
Yes,
everybody needs to know the truth. So if anybody wants to come and add to this, please be my guest.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well done.
I'm going to come up.